This is Fresh Air. In the crime series Criminal Record, two high-powered London detectives clash over an old murder case that may need to be reopened. Koosh Jumbo and Peter Cabaldi are the stars in this new 8-part show on Apple TV+. Our TV critic at large, John Powers, says that it's worth seeing for Jumbo and Cabaldi alone.
In the movie The Godfather Part 3, the aging Michael Corleone is trying to rein in his young nephew Vincent, a hothead who's burning to murder some guy who crossed him. Never hate your enemies, Michael tells him sagely. It clouds your judgment. This philosophy gets put to the test in Criminal Record, an enjoyable new crime series on Apple TV Plus about two smart-driven London cops who become arch rivals. It stars two of the best British actors on TV, Koosh Jumbo, whom you'll know as Luca Quinn on The Good Wife and The Good Fight, and Peter Capaldi of Doctor Who and the Thick of It fame. Their characters wage a battle that goes beyond the simply personal to touch on questions about the ethics and politics of police work. Jumbo plays June Lenker, a mixed-race detective sergeant in a largely white police station. She overhears a 9/11 call in which a terrified woman says that her boyfriend bragged about once killing another woman and getting away with it. The wrong man has been imprisoned for the crime. Taking this claim seriously, June checks the records and decides that the victim of this injustice is a black man named Errol Mathis. Doing her due diligence, she visits the officer who handled the original case a decade ago. That's Capaldi's character, Detective Chief Inspector Daniel Hegarty, a man as self-contained and calculating as June is headlong and passionate. Bridling at her implication that he might have jailed an innocent man, he scoffs at her impulsiveness in reading so much into an anonymous 9/11 call. Naturally, the two take an instant dislike to one another, and over the next 7 episodes, they wage guerrilla war. Convinced that Hegarty's not telling the truth, June secretly throws herself into the Mathis case in ways that violate department protocol. Meanwhile, Hegarty uses his wiles and dodgy underlings to stop her from finding information that will cause him trouble. Knowing she's overeager, he places snares in her path to discredit her. Here, June realizes that she's been caught by one of his tricks, but remains undaunted.
He played me. It was a trap, and I walked right into it. He thinks, knocked me down so hard I won't get back up again. No. No. Not me.
Like so many cop shows these days, Criminal Record aspires to being more than an ordinary police procedural. To that end, both of its antagonists must deal with confusing personal lives. While Hegarty wrangles a troubled daughter and reckless cronies, June often feels stranded. At home, she has a nice white husband who doesn't always see his own unconscious biases. At work, she's treated with various degrees of bigotry by old-school white male cops. Meanwhile, the darker-skinned officers believe that June's actually being favored because her paler skin makes her more publicly acceptable. Now, I'd like to be able to say that Criminal Record offers the revelatory vividness of acclaimed hits like Happy Valley and Mayor of Easttown. But in fact, the show's creator, Paul Ruttman, doesn't dig as deep as he should. He touches on tricky themes, like white supremacist cops, then drops them without fully playing out their implications. But the show is elevated by its leads. Jumbo is a charismatically sleek actress who's sturdy enough to hold her own with Capaldi, a cagey old scene stealer who revels in the chance to play an unreadable tactician like Hegarty. Where Jumbo's June carries her integrity like a flaming torch, it's less clear what we're to make of the hatchet-faced Hegarty, whose air of poised mastery feels like an attempt to contain chaos. He's the more interesting character because we don't know what makes him tick. Is he corrupt? Is he a racist who treated Mathis unjustly because he's black? Or could he simply be protecting his reputation for being a great detective? As usually happens in crime stories, the climax is not wholly satisfying. The twists are too neatly tied. criminal record hits its peak in the middle episodes, when both June and Hegarty are at their most frazzled and devious. While hatred may indeed cloud a person's judgment, a story is always more fun when its antagonists crackle with genuine dislike.
Our critic at large, John Powers, reviewed the new crime drama, Criminal Record. It starts tomorrow on Apple TV+. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, I'll speak with Kyle Chayka about his new book, Filter World, How Algorithms Flattened Culture, which explores how we are fed algorithmic recommendations that dictate what music we like, how we interpret the news, what movies we consume, even the foods we eat, clothes we wear, and language we use. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krinzel, Heidi Simon, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Nyakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.B. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.